Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening, President Robert Mugabe has just finished speaking at the United Nations General Assembly, where he declares that Zimbabwe will never be a colony again.
Shame, 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 we say to the United States of America. Shame, 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 we say to Britain and its allies who have continued to impose sanctions, illegal sanctions upon our people.
Bikita West lawmaker Munyaratsi Kerereke says the government should use more than $150 million invested by the National Social Security Authority, or NASA, on the money market to improve the country's ailing health sector.
And the United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Bruce Wharton, says America would want to improve relations with Harare, but adds the ball is squarely in President Robert Mugabe's court.
It's still early days for the new government, and I think it's important for us to wait to see what sorts of policies they decide to pursue. Certainly in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, there seems to be genuine interest in engaging with us and looking for ways to work together.
Bikita West lawmaker Munyaradzi Kereke says the government should use more than $150 million invested by the National Social Security Authority, or NASA, on the money market to improve the country's ailing health sector. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
Contributing to debate on the motion by Health and Child Care Shadow Minister Ruth Labode for the Assembly to institute an inquiry into the state of the health sector, Kereke said the statutory corporate body tasked by the government to provide social security was raking in about $15 million monthly, adding most is invested on the money market.
Given that they are an insurance entity, they have claims where those who retired, those who got injured at work, they post claims. Those claims, Mr. Speaker, are no more than 4.5 million. This leaves a balance of 10 to 11 million. Positive, unencumbered, loose free cash. And it is a vehicle for national saving. When you look at the current money market, a market where you invest money, NASA, I stand to be corrected, has got between 140 million to 150 million.
The former advisor to the Reserve Bank Governor Gideon Gono suggested to the Assembly the Health and Child Care Ministry could use legal channels to access the funds and improve infrastructure and healthcare delivery services in the country.
I want to move a motion that that 150 million, the House deliberates, use the legitimate means that are legal so that that money moves out of the money market. If it is deployed in the health sector or even agriculture, the season is here. Agriculture is a key subset of health.
Kereke proffered many solutions to improve healthcare in the country, among them involving communities in constructing clinics in their wards or constituencies. He expressed worry over government's lack of strategy or institutional framework to deal with non-communicable diseases such as kidney ailments, cancer and diabetes. Kereke said patients with kidney ailments go for therapy thrice a week at a cost of about $400, which is out of reach for many people, resulting in many unnecessary or preventable deaths.
There has been a tendency to overplay and orient resources towards communicable diseases. We have the HIV/AIDS fund, which is well-funded, well-oiled. Currently, you can almost survive getting medication worth $10 a month for an HIV/AIDS patient. Whereas if you suffer from kidney failure, you need 1,000. But there is no public intervention. There is no fund to fund kidney patients.
While moving a motion, Labode said the situation in the country's hospitals was so bad and characterized by dilapidated infrastructure, lack of medicine, equipment and vehicles, and demoralized staff, leading to poor service delivery. Labode wants the government to come up with a scheme that ensures all citizens have access to healthcare services regardless of their economic status.
Introduce the long-awaited public health insurance scheme. I know for sure people have been sent all over the other countries to look at that possibility. A public health scheme means every Zimbabwean is like the NHS in England. You belong to some health, some basic public health insurance, which allows you to go to an institution. And it works in a way where, because my income is higher, I pay $40, the next person that pays $2, there's the other people who don't pay, but everybody's covered.
Some ZANU-PF lawmakers who debated the motion, like Joseph Chinotimba, Sarah Mahoka, and Mandi Chimene, said health service delivery had deteriorated due to economic sanctions imposed on Harare by the West. Kereke supported them, saying hospitals such as Chinoyi could not get spare parts for equipment sourced from countries that have what he called issues with Zimbabwe. He said sanctions must not be allowed to hurt the health sector. MDCT lawmaker Gift Chimanikire said the health crisis needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency, adding it has become so serious with the head of state and top government officials seeking treatment in foreign countries. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.